An Opotiki Māori warden says the government is creating an excuse to criminalise Māori with its new laws banning gang patches. Legislation to be introduced this week will also give police powers to break up gang gatherings and allow the courts to stop gang members associating. Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith is confident it can work.
Of course, you know, we'll have academics and reformed gang members saying it's all too hard, it's impossible, it can't be done. Well, it's done in other countries and it can be done and it will be done. People can mock the concerns of the public around law and order and safety, but it's a real concern for many people. And, you know, anybody who lived in Opotiki and saw the town taken over for days by large numbers of gang members wants to see who actually is in charge.
Well, Opotiki-based Māori warden Te Owai Gimel is not so sure.
Government is wasting time and money, and I actually feel for our police officers. I mean, we don't have many here, and they have to come from Whakatāne or other areas, but I feel for them. I mean, we're losing police officers, the numbers are dropping, and at the end of the day, why not finance them, give them better finance and resourcing?
From your experience in a town like Opotiki, do you think this could work in helping the public to feel safer?
No, I don't think it would. Opotiki is made to sound like it's controlled by gangs, but it isn't. I mean, I can say that for a fact. I mean, they live all around us. I got neighbours that are Apache members across the road, right next door, behind us, all around us. And I've been here right from the time I grew up. I mean, when I talk with the community or people talk with me, nobody seems to be anxious about it.
Do you think the gangs, do you think they will give up their patches?
They have. Some have. Some are not even the one living next door to us. He's kind of just put it to the side and he's just getting on with life. He's not bothering anybody about it. You know, like he's only just shifted in, and so we're happy to, you know, give him food from our garden, talk with him, go over and help him out. My husband does that a lot.
One of the aspects of this law is anti-consorting. The police can order someone not to associate with another gang members or other people. So presumably that could affect some families, given the family links with gangs.
Absolutely, and that's the other side of it. I'm thinking, what a waste of time. You can't stop them. They are related, whether we like it or not. It's whānau, and there's that whole individual separatism again. You know, here's the Western model of thinking, you know, individualised people, and within the Almighty, it's a collective. The so-called policy, I just think it's a waste of time, personally.
And you feel this legislation is going to discriminate against Māori because there is...
Of course it is. Yes, it is, definitely. You know, I don't know why it's always black power or Hmong mob being targeted all the time. And there's so many gangs out there, and yet it's always our Māori that are getting targeted. So that's my concern. This is where I'm concerned about the whole thing. At the end of the day, they either whānau. They don't bother us. They haven't bothered us in the years gone by.
Well, the government, of course, argues that it was elected partly on a platform to do more about what it argues is criminal activity from gangs. Do you accept that gangs are involved in criminal activity and that this government is determined to do what it says more about it?
Well, maybe they should focus more on the white-collar crime rather than focusing on the gangs. Yes, I'm sure there's some of these ones that go overboard, and I have to say, sadly enough, a lot of them are the young ones trying to hold their patch and, you know, step up and whatever. At the end of the day, this is where our whānau, hapū, and iwi need to come together to. And there have been some attempts in the past to do that, but there needs to be a lot more time, effort, and resources put into doing that. A lot of the time, Māori are working from their own pockets.
And that is Te O Wai Gemmill, a Māori warden in Opotiki, reacting there to news of the government's new approach to gangs and crackdown on gang gatherings.